Here's a double reverse. Now it's going to be a toss back to Van Dyke. He fires. He's got a man wide open. It's Mallory on the sideline. Mallory, one man to beat. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Mallory goes into the end zone for a touchdown. An exquisite play. Precisely the start that Miami wanted. A double reverse. A flea flicker. Van Dyke down the right sideline to Mallory. And a moment of Hurricanes magic. And Miami has the lead. They just hoodwinked Pittsburgh.
One of the great highlights from the season for our next guest that's coming up here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. That's right, Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for the University of Miami football team, joining us here for a couple minutes. Tyler, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Tyler, first of all, man, congratulations, brother. ACC Rookie of the Year. That's pretty special when you consider all the young guys playing around the ACC. You got to be pretty proud of the way this thing started and not knowing if you were going to play to putting up 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, and almost 3,000 yards.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to give credit to my O-line, just keeping protected all year, and all the receivers making plays for me downfield, and obviously the coaching staff are believing me and trusting me.
Well, listen, you get in that situation, and I want to bring it up here to start with. Here you are, you know. You go from basically spring football, and now you're going, okay, you're starting, and these games count. And you get off to a couple slow starts in the first half, but then you come out in the second half like you've been playing around college football for like 18 years. What's the adjustments you made there after the first couple of games to start putting it together both first and second half?
I think it's just confidence, just going out there playing with a high level of confidence, trusting myself and trusting my teammates to do the job around me. And obviously just the coaching staff believing me, trusting me. So I just think it's confidence.
Tyler, after the first two starts, like Joe said, all of a sudden the NC State game, and that week there was a lot of, you know, maybe talking, you know, and just pregame talking, and you were obviously in the middle of it. Did the players kind of rally around that a little bit? Because I know that it was talked about through media or through the coaching staff, whatever, that Tyler's saying. Did the players kind of rally? Because it seemed like from that point on you were kind of the leader of the team, even with what was said.
Yes, sir, 100%. Coach Diaz actually had a team meeting. It told everyone what I said.
That's great, Tyler. That is awesome, brother. Don't be so serious. That was friggin' awesome. Your guys loved it.
Yeah, exactly. He rallied around that quote that I said, and it actually helped us out, kept us motivated after the 2-4 start we had, and I think that's what really changed our season right there. So
did some of the guys before the game started, were some of the guys from the other team supposed to be one of the better defenses in the ACC, were they coming up to you going, we heard those comments, or were they letting you have it a little bit?
Yeah, because when we warm up, throwing the ball, it's like right where the away team runs out, and they all ran out talking all that smack. and I just started laughing. I was like, all right, watch this. So we came out with a hot start, ended up winning the game, so I'm just happy it ended that way.
Yeah, there wasn't too much said. Yeah, you always wonder how that's going to play out. I got to ask you, I think Rhett Lashley is one of the best coaches I can remember that we've had here, not just as a coordinator, but the development of what he's done working with you and the development of the skilled players the second half of the season was incredible. How big a part of this was Rhett Lashley for you?
Yeah, he was a big part of it, you know, just getting me prepared well for each and every game and just telling me he believes in me, trusts me with his play calling. And I'm just very happy for him that he got the job at SMU. He's going to do great things there. And I know he's always wanted to be a head coach, so
yeah,
I'm very happy for him. But, yeah, he did a great job, the whole year.
Hey, Tyler, this is kind of a crazy question. If it is, by the way, you can always call. That's a stupid question, guys. I'm not going to ask. You can do that with us if this one gets out there. So Rambo is just coming off this ridiculous year like we've never seen. I mean, unbelievable numbers you guys put up together. He's got another year of eligibility. Like, there's no way he can do any better, right? I mean, to come back another year, have you talked to him at all?
A little bit. I mean, I think you go either way with it, come back or go into the NFL. I mean, I'm going to talk to him more about it, but we'll see what happens. I don't think he's wrong with either decision, whatever best fits his career. So,
yeah. Tyler, I think that when we just talk about the quarterback position, we talk about the guy that we thought or think is the leader of that locker room. Did that happen with you this season? Did you become, even as one of the younger guys, because there's a lot of older guys on this roster that would come out and be like the kind of vocal guy in the locker room. Is that you? Did you turn into that this season in the locker room, being the guy that maybe just came in there and screamed and yelled, or the vocal leader of this team? Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go in there and screaming and yelling at everyone. I would keep everyone in check and just try to make sure everyone stays focused and keeps working hard. But, yeah, at the start of the season, I wasn't really that guy because, Derek was that guy, and I was really following his lead. And once that I had to step into that position where I had to become more of a vocal leader, I did. And I didn't really scream and yell at everyone, but it was more of a keep everyone in check and make sure everyone is doing the right thing type of thing.
Hey, Tyler, boy, I'll tell you what, coming back for next year, between Jalen Knighton, the injured running backs coming back, and then on top of that, all those young, talented wide receivers that some of them we just got teased with, some of those true freshmen. But what a group of explosive plays we saw from different guys. How excited are you going forward to have all those guys?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I mean, you got the young running backs come back, you know, so really excited about those guys. Just got to get the ball in their hands and then make plays happen. And then obviously, yeah, the freshman receivers, I mean, Keyshawn X, you know, Jacoby made some great plays last game, Omelo, so, and Brashard. You know, those guys are going to make great players here at Miami. So, I mean, everyone should be excited about them because, you know, they're going to be great players here.
Tyler, I got to ask you this. You know what's going on right now and looking for an athletic director, and Manny's out recruiting and nobody knows for sure. And I know you guys are aware of it, especially after the tough loss to Florida State and the last few seconds. What are your thoughts as you're watching this whole thing going on? I know you're close to Manny. What are your thoughts watching this thing?
I'm trying not to pay attention to as much, you know. I'm trying to go with the flow with it, but I think Coach Diaz he's done a great job with us this year. After the 2-4 start we had, just keeping everyone motivated, keeping everyone just working hard throughout practice. You know, I mean, it could have went the other way, you know, just with a 2-4 start, playing NC State and then Pitt the next week after that, two ranked teams. I think he did a great job of preparing us well for those, keeping us motivated, and we ended up winning 3 straight. And I think the NC State game right there really changed our season because it really could have went the other way.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler, I got to ask you this new thing called the, I think you're aware of it, the NIL. I mean, how's that thing going, man? Let's get to the good stuff here.
I mean, yeah, it's been a lot better, getting more deals, so it's been good.
It's just crazy. Here you are, this thing just kicking off, and you just happen to be coming in as one of the hottest starting young quarterbacks in college football here in South Florida. I was wondering, so you are picking up deals, and are you deciding what you like and you don't like? Are you looking at certain things, or how are you working? How involved are you in the whole thing?
I have an agent that helps me with all that stuff and keeps me in track with what I have to do with posting and all that type of stuff. So I'm pretty involved with it, but I'm also staying focused on more on the football side of things and schoolwork. So I'm not overloading my time with the NIL stuff. That's more of like a when I have free time just to see
make
what
a
I
few
can do
bucks.
With that.
Yeah, right. Hell yeah, make a yeah. few dollars.
Tyler,
yeah.
You got to get one of those deals where you get to feed the offensive linemen. I saw a couple quarterbacks around the country that got those deals at those restaurants that the entire O line gets to go out there and eat. You got to do that for those guys, right?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Wait, Tyler, I got to ask you this too. I heard a story that you went to a Finns game as a kid. and you always wanted to play at the stadium. Like, how did that all kind of turn around? And then all of a sudden, you're playing at the stadium. Like, how did that all work out?
Well, my grandfather was good friends with Tony Soprano when he was the head coach of the Dolphins. So my grandfather hired him his first head coaching job at University of New Haven in Connecticut. So he's good friends with him, and we came down here a couple of times to watch some games. It was pretty cool for that experience to happen and where I'm at now. So,
wow, that's awesome. That's cool.
It's just been
full circle.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Did you ever look? Have you had a chance to really look back at what took place with the start of this thing being built around De'Ari King? He gets injured. I guess Jake Garcia was injured for a long time. We didn't know it. And they've been, hey, Tyler, you're the quarterback. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You're the guy, man. And you're the one that's got to get this thing turned around. And to go up and put those numbers that you put up for the season. Have you just said, what in the hell just happened the last 4 months of my life?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. The season went by so fast, like a blink of an eye, you know. But starting where I was at in August, just like splitting reps and not getting as many reps as I wanted in fall camp, to where I'm at now, it's crazy how that experience happened. There was a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and I just fought through it. The team fought through it, and yeah, it was a crazy experience when that happened. I just told myself, just go play with confidence. You've been doing it your whole life, stuff like that, just to keep me motivated and keep me level-headed. So.
Yeah, well, what a story. Well, we always got to ask this because everybody loves this. So of the whole group, and don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings, but speed does hurt guys' feelings if you don't say, who's the fastest in a race of all those receivers? I'm just curious because there were so many guys so open this year. I'm just curious if there's one guy that you had to bet on in a race, who you going with, 40, 60 yards, whatever? Who you going with?
Well, that's a tough one. I have a couple answers. I'll go with Mike Harley.
Really?
Keyshawn Smith or Breshard.
Oh, the Smiths. Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying you got to
bring the young and younger, Smith.
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one's going to be mad. It's okay. They're all fast dudes. How much did you learn, by the way, this year from De'Ari King? Just since your time being there, from sitting behind and just talking and just playing kind of behind De'Ari King, how much did you learn from him?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, you know, not just the football side of things, but being a man and just like the way to go about things and about life and how to do things on the field and in the locker room and just be a leader too, you know. So he's been a guy that I've looked up to when I first got there, and he's really helped me increase my role on the team and just be a better player and a better person off the field. So,
Tyler, I got to tell you, man, the story is fantastic, and I'm really glad we could get you on this morning and talk to you a little bit here, and appreciate you coming on and talking. Are you going to be involved in the recruiting? Have they asked you to get involved in that a little bit? Or because we know you're going to be here next year, so, I mean, do you get involved in that stuff or not?
A little bit, yeah. I've been texting or DMing some recruits just to try to get them to come here or stay or whatever. So a little bit of it. So, we're excited where the future's going to go here. So it'll be good.
Want to keep it rolling. By the way, big bodies. You can't have enough of the big boys.
I think Tyler knows
that. The biggies,
right.
Man. It's good to have a whole bunch of those big cats around you, man. Right. Tyler, thank you, brother. Appreciate
you
coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.